I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Takiya Fame Hudson. She's a junior at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and she is director, producer, actress, and just about everything else in the choreo poem for colored girls who have considered suicide when the rainbow is enough. And that is being performed this Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th of February. On Friday at 7, on Saturday at noon at Warehouse 21, welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hello, it's nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. Now, I remember reading this book by Ntozake Change 20 years, sometime in the 80s. This is a book that came out in the 70s, and it's a very unusual work of art and literature.
Yes, ma'am. For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide, When the Rainbow is Enough by Ntozake Change was published in 1977. And I believe she started to work on the poems, and she met these women in Berkeley, California, and she traveled with them in 75. And they're basically a collective of 20 poems, mostly about her life and her experience as an African-American woman growing up in the civil rights movement, her relationship with men and women and self-infliction, and just how she wanted other women to be able to relate to this, specifically colored women. But I feel like as in today's society, all women can relate to this. Even men can relate to this piece. It's very strong, powerful pieces that anybody can take whatever they need to take as an individual away from the poem.
Very much so. And the piece made a huge impact when it came out, both by people reading it, and it was performed from the beginning. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. They went on tour. She also have a very original film about it, but not too many people know of it. But you can also locate it at the Public Library of Santa Fe and just check out the original film that she directed, and she's also in it. And Tyler Perry also has a film that came out in 2010.
Now, the different actresses in it are women dressed in different colors, Lady in Red and so on.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about your role.
I am Lady in Orange, and the poems, they're all, like you said, they're all identified through 7 different women, but mine is 8 different women because I want to give my classmates more opportunities to act and perform, and I added in Lady in Yellow. Lady in Orange has some really strong, she's really the dancer of the pieces. She has a dance piece. She talks about dance. She talks about love. So that's really mine. So I also have one of Lady in Red's poem, which is about grief and domestic violence. So I took over that poem too. So a lot of stuff is being like rearranged in my rendition of For Colored Girls.
In the piece that you're talking about grief and domestic violence, I saw you performing that in a rehearsal last night, and I almost passed out. It's so powerful and so sad and so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it took us a lot to do a lot of research on this play and really have to sit down with each individual and see, you know, how can we relate to this? Because none of us have children. None of us experience grief to that measure of losing a child. So it takes a lot for me to really sit down and really think about how can I do this and let it be done right. Because, you know, it'd be people in the audience who probably have experienced this, and everybody has their own experience. So that's what I get from the piece.
Yeah, I guess that is one of the handicaps of being a college student doing this kind of work, which is about life experiences you just don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's some pieces that I do have that I can definitely relate to, but the losing the baby is definitely one of them. She really explores a lot about music and poetry, and more of music like Willie Colon and Archie Shepp, like artists that I didn't grow up with. So it was really cool doing research and listening to their music and what they was going through at that time.
Yeah, there's very much a kind of Afro-Latin piece of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the right word, Afro-Latin. Yes.
So the piece is a choreo poem. What is it? What is that? What's the form of it?
A choreo poem is a play or production or piece of art that is has the components of music, literature, aka poetry, and dance. So that's, she explores that a lot, and we exploring that a lot. We have dance pieces, we have solo dance, group dancing, we have songs from Nina Simone that's introduced in the play. We also have a gospel reprise that we added into there with her text. Of course, the whole thing is poetry, so I really wanted to really embrace the full choreo poem, because I feel like some productions leave out dance, or some production just do the poetry and leave out singing. So I definitely want to incorporate all three components.
I think one of the things that's interesting about the piece is that it leaves a lot of leeway for people who are producing it to draw on their strengths.
Yes, ma'am.
And leave other stuff out.
Yes, ma'am. So that's mostly my role. So it's definitely a learning experience, like figuring out what I want to keep in, how do I want to promote my show, and, you know, reveal my show to what audience. So it's been a really big learning experience being director and producer.
And so you're producing it at Warehouse 21. How did you come to do that? I mean, here you are on a campus with lots of theaters.
Yes, ma'am. This past June, I just knew that I wanted to do this. I didn't know I was going to do this production. I knew I wanted to do something away from the school. This is my third year directing a woman's show. So I knew for sure I was going to do a woman's show. I didn't know what, but I knew I wanted to do Warehouse 21. I went there last year, and it was just, like, perfect. It's very intimate. It's very youthful. It has this rawness to it that I feel like For Color Girls definitely have. I reached out, and I just booked the space, didn't know what I was doing yet, and I didn't tell them until, like, a month later I was doing For Color Girls.
The play itself, the piece itself, I think is so powerful because it speaks a kind of truth about women's strength and their incredible vulnerability in the world we're living in and all the ways in which they can be and are hurt through circumstance, through a messed up society, and through their own bad choices.
Yeah, I definitely agree. We was able to have a slumber party this past weekend. We was able to really just sit down and have fun and relate to ourselves and really just...
You had a slumber party?
Yeah, we had
the
a cast.
The actors?
Yeah, we had a cast slumber party. And we was able to really just talk and really get to, like, bond with each other. One of my heroes is Tyler Perry. We watched some of his movies and, like, just how, like, all these stories just intertwine with each other, and how love is a universal language and pain is a universal language, and grief. So it's definitely something that I really want my audience to walk away with something, which I feel like is so much out there that we're giving everybody, that somebody's going to walk away with something.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I think in a way there are ways in which this piece illustrates how many steps backward our society has taken.
Yeah.
But we haven't progressed in any significant way from the kinds of suffering that she's talking about.
Yeah, it's still the same thing. Everything's very... Only thing that's, like, not too much, like, relatable is just her reference of, you know, Willie Colon. And just
I, like, still listen to Willie Colon.
Oh, that's... See, you know, because I was wondering, like, okay, should I modernize this? I've seen a lot of renditions where it's modernized, where they use... modern music and they reference modern artists, and I was like, no, I want to tell her story. Like, I want to tell her story. It's very, you know, up to date. It's very relatable, and hopefully people get to walk away, you know, saying, ooh, that was some nice music that they played, let me go do some research on this guy. So yeah.
Now, the author, Ntotsaki Shange.
Yes, ma'am.
She's still with us. Did you contact her and tell her you're doing the play?
No, ma'am, that's too overwhelming. No, I didn't contact her, but I did a lot of research on her and watched so many of her interviews that I feel like she's like my mentor. No, I was not able to contact her. It's that was an overwhelming, exciting experience.
So this is a production of people from the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and some of them are theater majors, some are creative writers, some are musicians.
Yes. We have everybody. We literally almost have every department. We also have an international. She's from Brazil. She's our key dancer. So it's very diverse. It's very, as far as like gender, and even race. At first it was an all black cast, but now that we have our Brazilian dancer, who's a very dear friend of mine, so it's just everybody's learning from everything. I'm learning way more about music than I've ever learned. I'm not really key into music, so I have like strong musicians and vocalists who's like willing to help us, you know, sound right and deliver right appropriately. And we also have faculty member Malcolm Morgan assistant directing us, so it's
he's
really
great.
Good. Yeah, he's amazing. He's amazing.
He's so talented, and we've seen him in all kinds of things. I think the last thing I saw him in was the Fiesta melodrama.
He was telling me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very talented young man. So all of this is happening this coming weekend at Warehouse 21, Friday night at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday afternoon at noon. Now, is this like something you're getting credit for in your class, or is it outside of class?
It's definitely outside of class. Every year has been like outside of class. It's really hard to get credit for stuff.
So you are then planning on your theater major yourself?
No, ma'am. I'm a studio artist. I specialize in painting. I came to the school as a theater major, but then I switched my first year as an art major.
Oh, okay. But you're continuing to do the theater.
Oh, yeah. Theater is my passion. That's what I'm going to do with, like, that's going to be my career.
Theater.
Yes, ma'am.
Very interesting. So do you have any hopes and dreams for after you're out of college?
Yes, ma'am. I want to move to Atlanta and just get established and network and become way more present in the film industry and the entertainment industry.
Takiya Fame Hudson is at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and she's director, producer, and actress in the choreo poem for colored girls who have considered suicide when the rainbow is enough, Friday and Saturday at Warehouse 21. I want to thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much.